After Keene officials rejected the license for the city's annual pumpkin festival earlier this month, there's been no shortage of other Granite State communities vying to host the event. Laconia, Exeter, Franklin, and Portsmouth are among those said to be interested. And in Claremont, a citizens group has been meeting regularly to come up with a formal proposal to host the festival. That group is set to bring its proposal before the Claremont City Council tomorrow night. Michael Charest heads up the Claremont Citizens Group. He joined Morning Edition host Rick Ganley to talk about the idea.
For you, Michael, what makes Claremont the ideal home for this event over other cities that have been in contention here?
Claremont's located 28 miles north of Keene, New Hampshire, and we're in southwestern New Hampshire. What we're looking to do is continue the tradition of an iconic event, that being the Keene Pumpkin Festival. Since their city council decided to forego that any further, it only makes logistical and geographic sense to just move it up the road 28 miles.
You want to keep it a regional event?
Very much want to keep it a regional event.
Do you see this as recreating the Keene Pumpkin Festival in Claremont, or is this coming up with something new with its own identity?
We're actually looking to go off the coattails of Let It Shine and their Pumpkin Fest. We're looking very seriously at maybe changing the name slightly, and we're also going to bring in some different events.
And different events in what way?
Well, some of the events we're talking about are scarecrow contest, pumpkin contests of different calibers and types, throwing pumpkins, anything and everything.
Pumpkin chunking, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then also we're looking into the possibility of a pumpkin carriage for kids and tie it in with Cinderella.
Okay. Now, you've talked with Ruth Sterling, I know, from Let It Shine.
Correct.
That's the group that, as you referenced, that runs the Keene Pumpkin Festival. What have you heard about collaboration with Let It Shine?
Well, we actually met with Ruth. She came to our meeting Saturday. She came up from Keene, and my understanding is that she was up in Laconia on Thursday. So she's been making the rounds, and they're supposed to be making a formal announcement as to what city they would like to move their operation to.
What's going to be your pitch to city councilors at tomorrow night's meeting for your event?
Anything that we can do to bring a large crowd of individuals into Claremont is a good thing. It gives Claremont exposure. Gives business owners and individuals that are bringing their families to a family event an opportunity to see the infrastructure, to see the beauty, and to see the location of Claremont.
There's already been, obviously, as you know, concern from some in Claremont. I mean, the mayor, James Nielsen, says he's worried about maybe the festival using up some police and fire and highway department resources. What's your response to that? I mean, what will the cost to the community be?
The cost of the community, we believe, is going to be nil. And the reason for that is we're actually taking on fundraising ourselves. We also have a quote from Alex Scott, the police chief, who is very confident that they can keep the they can handle the festival.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some concerns, obviously, with the riots from last year in Keene. What does the chief say about that? What do other people in the community say about that?
Well, everyone in the community is of the same like mind as we are. We don't have Keene State College, and we don't have a campus of students living on campus. That, in fact, was the problem.
When do you think a decision would need to be made and able to have enough time to plan for an event this fall?
Well, we are exactly 5 months and 27 days from the date we want to hold it, which is October 17th.
So the goal for your group here is to move forward either way, whether Let It Shine participates, whether the Pumpkin Festival comes to Claremont, you want to move forward with your own event.
Absolutely. And it will be a pumpkin festival, but it will be the Claremont Pumpkin Festival.
Michael Charest heads up the Claremont Citizens Group. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.